Minister.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure, as NATO Secretary General, to open this exhibition here in this impressive Palace of the Parliament. It provides us, I think, with a perfect setting for what is actually a true première. I say it in French, a first. It's the first ever time that NATO illustrates and visualizes key aspects of the NATO's agenda through a range of multimedia exhibition tools. It is also the very first time that we do this on the occasion of a NATO summit. What you see here is in fact a twin exhibition, as it combines two sets of presentations. The first, entitled Securing Our Future, has been on display for the past 2 weeks at the National History Museum here in Bucharest, and it managed to attract much interest both by the public and the Romanian media. The exhibition demonstrates that securing our future is the collective effort of many aimed at ensuring the security of many more. We have now moved, as you can see, the exhibition from downtown Bucharest to these distinguished halls, and we are combining it with another one, namely on NATO's role in the defense against terrorism, a very important element of NATO's work. And I very much support this merger, because I strongly believe, that NATO's role in the fight against terrorism is crucially important, and if our alliance takes its obligation to defend our populations seriously, we must confront this scourge. We have already achieved a lot in this regard, but still, NATO's role in the fight against terrorism is often underappreciated by our broader public. I'm not blaming our publics or public opinion for that, by the way. We ourselves, I think, need to do a better job in explaining why NATO is indispensable in this effort. And I think today's exhibition will help us do that. The panels, videos and touch screens highlight NATO's role in responding to existing and emerging security challenges. And they also display the broad range of NATO's efforts in operations, in particular Afghanistan and Kosovo, as well as NATO's capabilities and, as important, the role of NATO's partners. So with this twin exhibition, one can get a comprehensive picture, I think, of what NATO is today. In closing, let me add that this exhibition is situated in a very busy location between our meeting rooms and the media center. This is entirely intentional, no coincidence, in other words, because it is part of our philosophy that as many people as possible, including our heads of state and government, should see this display and the associated audiovisual materials. And I'm sure that they will value us just as much as we all do. I thank you very much for your attention, Minister. It's a pleasure to see you here. And let me also use this occasion in front of many cameras to say, on behalf of the NATO delegation, on behalf of my wife, a warm thank you to Romania for the tremendous hospitality we are already enjoying and we will be enjoying here in the coming days. Thank you very much.
Secretary General, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is a great pleasure and honor to join you for this opening ceremony that unfolds NATO's current responsibilities to pave the way for our secure future. As the Secretary General already said, this event is a true premiere, both in terms of means to illustrate the alliance's impressive agenda and its presentation during the summit. A very important summit, I would say, where the heads of state and government are openly discussing the new ways to implement and reinforce our very core principles and values as a transatlantic community. This location retains also a strong symbolic meaning. Initially, this building had not been designed for the general public access, even though it was named the House of the People. This impressive building truly became open to the public and the people only after 1989, when both houses of parliament of the Democratic Romania moved here, changing its name into the House of the Parliament. Therefore, the opening of such an event today here is once again a solid proof that ideas do shape history. This morning I found out there was a truly impressive public interest with the exhibition in the last 2 weeks in Bucharest. As some of you probably already know, Romanian public opinion rates of acceptance towards NATO membership was among the highest within the East Central European countries. I do strongly believe that another symbolic meaning for this opening exhibition may also be the reward of a highly interested public opinion on NATO matters. As regards the contents of the exhibition, I would say that this is probably the first consolidated public-focused synthesis of the meanings of NATO transformation, a process that has been firmly launched after the 9/11 horrific terrorist attacks. It is also a smart synthesis because it presents together in a very modern way the operations, capabilities and partnerships the alliance is fully engaged in for both defending us against terrorism and for further promoting the transatlantic community fundamental values. I would not wish to conclude my very short remarks here without thanking the Public Diplomacy Division with the NATO headquarters in Brussels for managing to translate and blend together in a very accessible way the impressive efforts performed by their colleagues in the international staff, but also in the governments of the very single member states. The exhibition, therefore, together with a recently launched TV documentary, is indeed a tremendous vector showing our respect to our public opinion and to our belief in the democratic principle of transparency. NATO will always remain a transatlantic security community because, besides coordination, consultation and cooperation, it shows it can excellently perform with the communication as well. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us this morning.